This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Vulcan was the big and muscly Roman god of fire and metal workers. And just like most of the gods and many metal workers, he was impressively built. But all the legends describe him as walking with a limp. Some industrial health workers now think that Vulcan got his limp from possibly the first known industrial disease, arsenic poisoning. Now, the human species as we know it has been on the planet for about 200,000 years. But we have been forming and using metals only for the last 11,000 years or so. We started with copper because back then you could find lumps of it on the ground as one of the few metals that occurs naturally. The working of raw copper began about 11,000 years ago in the Middle East. And it was only about 5,500 years ago, in the early Bronze Age, that smelting became widespread and the early metal workers refined a fairly pure copper. But the trouble with copper was that it was too soft. It wouldn't keep a sharp edge. It was fine for a cup, but useless for a sword. The early metal workers soon found out that if you beat the copper with a hammer, it would become a little harder, and so hold its edge longer. But it still didn't make very good swords. But then the metal workers discovered that if they added a small amount of arsenic to the copper during the smelting process, they would get a bronze that was very much harder. But they had to be quite exact. If they added more than 2.5% arsenic, the bronze became more brittle. And in the heat of battle, you wouldn't want your sword to splinter just like glass. Those ancient metalworkers were able to keep the level of arsenic around the 2% mark. And this was an incredible achievement 5,500 years ago. Even though it was an effective technique, the ancient metalworkers added arsenic to copper for only about 400 years, a very short time. Then quite abruptly, through the entire European and Middle Eastern world, the metalworkers swapped arsenic for tin. If you add around 6 to 12% tin to copper, you get a bronze that is easier to cast, more resistant to saltwater corrosion, and stronger. The ancient metalworkers didn't have unions, but they did have their own individual patron gods of metalwork to stick up for them. The Romans worshipped Vulcan, the Greeks praised Hephaestus, the Germans feted Valund, the Scandinavians idolized Valander, and the Finns revered Ilmarinen. To show respect, these ancient metalworkers would beat a holy picture of their particular patron god into copper or bronze and hang it on the wall. And every single one of these gods is shown as lame or having a limp. It's incredible that this condition could spread so quickly among the gods, even across continents. Limping is a known side effect of arsenic poisoning. Arsenic is a nasty poison. Murderous acts and sly spies have made it famous. A single dose of less than a quarter of a gram will kill most people. Pope Alexander VI, one of the horrible Borgias, poisoned himself accidentally by eating arsenic-laced food that was destined for his unwanted guests. But if arsenic doesn't kill you with a single large dose, many repeated small doses can leave you with dermatitis, a hoarse voice, loss of weight and appetite, irritability, cancer, and even a god-sized limp. Yes, arsenic can damage the nerves, especially the peripheral ones. Besides getting a burning sensation on the soles of your feet, you can also get foot drop. Here, some of the leg muscles are paralyzed so that you can't lift up the front of your foot, and hence the limp. So, while the ancient metal workers were forging a new generation cutting-edge technology, that is, sharp-edged swords, they were also breathing in fumes loaded with toxic arsenic. It turns out that our bodies actually need a tiny, tiny trace amount of arsenic. And that's true for some animals. Farmed pigs and hens that are given an arsenic tonic put on about 3% extra weight. And when it comes time to slaughter the animals, the farmer lets them enjoy a few arsenic-free days to rid the poison from their bodies. And maybe that's why they still keep chooks in tiny, cramped cages so you can't see them limp like the ancient gods of panel beating. It seems foul play is at work for chooks and gods alike.
What does it mean? Why is it so?